Speaking of Nazis, I watched Greyhound last night on Apple TV. Another absolute crap movie.
What is it?
It's about Tom Hanks is on a he's escorting a cargo fleet in the North Atlantic. Of course, World War II.
Yeah.
Why does Tom Hanks and Steven Spielberg just own World War II? What else do they do? They did Band of Brothers, Pacific.
Okay.
Saving Private Ryan.
Captain Phillips.
Tom Hanks on a boat in adversity is pretty good. I'll give him that. But they always there's the same music for World War II that they basically now when you think of World War II, you think of this music. It's like horns, like slow, like
I was just playing
glorious,
like that
uplifting
yeah.
horns, and then like a God fearing, reluctant hero that doesn't really want to be there, that's a great man. Like they went out of their way for him to be like boys with the Black Chef. It's a white captain on a submarine hunting vessel in the North Atlantic, and the Black Chef would come up and they'd pray together. And it's like, dude, get out. Like, now he's not even allowed to be racist, this guy. This World War II murderous captain. They have to show him, be like, look how great he was. Well, it's weird, dude. I don't know.
You reach that point in a lot of movies where you get to the point where the main character like encounters like a woman or a person of color, and they're like, by the way, my character feels better about you than everyone else in the time.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
And, you know, that's the point of the movie.
And then
Well, Tom Hanks has, like, been canonized into that. He just portrays, like, elite liberal values. And he gets cred for that in real life, which is weird. It's like how, like, Jean-Claude Van Damme is, like, a badass. Or, like, even Robert De Niro.
Robert De Niro is the number one classic example. Yeah.
Dude, him and Al Pacino were doing, like, Broadway musicals. Yeah. And they're like, no, that guy's like a mob boss. It's like, no, he's not. He's a fucking actor. He's a pussy.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, that guy's tough. You don't want a problem with him.
Total pussy.
It's like you would wail on that dude.
Dude, Al Pacino was doing one of those like GQ like epic interviews where like sit like all in white in a weird thing, and Al Pacino's like, yeah, remember that, Rob? We used to do those little musicals, and he's like, eh. And he like you could tell he was trying to change the subject.
I remember those.
He's like, yeah, I might have popped a couple of those few things.
A couple of them there went down there, had a few pops. Just doing Tommy.
But yeah, that's weird how actors get like movie credit. Like that carries them, that follows them into real life.
Yeah,
they're like, all right, cut, and then like Tom Hanks now is like a liberal hero.
Tom Hanks hunting, although it was making me laugh imagining underwater Nazis for some reason. They were all in submarines. That's just imagining a bunch of Nazis in submarines being true. Like, hi ho, like, are there any Jews down here? There better not be. And then the one captain of the one. Would get on their radio, on the Americans' radio, and just be like, you thought you could escape us? We are the Grey Wolf. We will hunt you. Ow! And then he'd be like, turn that off, goddammit. I'd be like, I ended up, like your joke, cheering for the Nazis in this movie.
Oh, my God.
I was like, dude, the Grey Wolf rules. He's talking shit.
Yeah.
He's blowing up ships and then talking shit. He's getting on their radio and be like, you thought you had us? We will kill you now. It's great.
Tom Hanks like, stop talking shit on my Black Chef.
Don't you dare. Oh, they killed
him. I didn't know he was black.
They killed the Black Chef.
Oh, yeah.
The Nazis killed, they cleansed the ship.
They sent a black.
They were like firing bullets, and one of them just hit the Black Chef. They killed three guys on the entire ship, and one of them was Cleveland. Cleveland got shot.
So Tom, at the end, Tom Hanks is holding his like dying body. He's like, I was always the nicest to you, right?
Wasn't it really cool how woke I was in 1946?
Remember that time like everyone was saying fucked up stuff? I was like, guys, knock it off. It's not even funny. I wasn't laughing at all.
I honor your experience. No, they dropped the black body like a depth charge.
Really?
At the Nazi sub, and they're like, ew.
Into an iceberg.
The movie ends by the Nazis being like, oh, this water is disgusting now. You ruined it, Tom Hanks.
The guy who's trying to die, and he's like, no, seriously, smacking his face. I'll never know your experience. No, come on. I need you to stay with me.
Stay with me, damn it.
I'm trying to win this Oscar.
Yeah, the whole, like, that interaction, it's kind of a short movie. There's no real plot. It's just the battle. But they infuse this in. They also infused him and his wife. Like, the first, like, minute of the movie is him leaving. Mm-hmm. So it's him being in love. Him being like, I love you so much. You're the most important thing to me. And then it's just a battle for an hour and a half. And they just, the wife's out. The wife's pointless.
Yeah.
It just shows you how he loves
him,
such a good man.
Kind of heteronormative for my taste. Wife. He should have, like, fucked a dude and been like, I'm out of here.
And then Cleveland comes up and keeps trying to make him eat. He's like, you got to eat, Captain. You got to eat. And for some reason, he just never eats.
Well, he hates Nazis.
But one of the bullets does come through and blow up his bacon, egg, and cheese.
What happens?
He keeps trying to make him breakfast sandwiches. And at one point, a Nazi bullet comes in and hits his breakfast sandwich. It made me laugh so hard, just a Nazi, like, ha ha. Like, shooting it. There's Nazis in this underwater Nazis. In the scope, dude.
They're like, what is it? It's like, some sort of pork with cheese and egg on a delicious roll.
Cleveland is delivering it. We will get him, boys. Don't worry. They weren't even after the cargo ships. They were just trying to get Cleveland.
Write that down.
They literally killed three dudes on the entire ship. One of them was Cleveland. I wonder if they were like, mission accomplished. We did it, boys. Time to head home. The Fuhrer will be so proud.
Were they down there looking for Jews down
there?
They
were down at the bottom. They were under the sea.
Oh, you said that. They were like, looking for Sebastian. Not here.
They were looking for Sebastian the crabs, the Jew crabs. Like, is there any, huh? Yeah.
They're down there looking for Jewlantis, dude. You know it's down here.
It's too wet. It's wet down here. I can't do a Jew. Can't do a Jewish accent.
You're good at German. Yeah.
Hold on. God, it's so wet down here. I can't do it.
That's how Atlantis ended.
Atlantis is like, it's too wet. It's humid all the time.
There's too many mermaids in this neighborhood.
Now, once the mermaids moved in, now we collect their rent, but we don't like living with them.
That was my.